I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Go ahead at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, W-G-R. All right, well, no scoring in the first. We kind of just kind of get you a quick recap of what went on in this one here. A real nice early save from Linus Allmark on Darren Helm as he was able to come in with a really good opportunity. Detroit's best chance of the period after Dahlin had fallen down. Buffalo only had four shots in the first, but they did have, I would say, two good scoring chances. Casey Mittelstadt hit a post early. Jack Eichel, a real nice feed for Zach Bogosian late in the period. Unable to score, but that's how it ended up after one, with Allmark getting all 12 saves and the Sabres only with four shots. But it was nothing-nothing. And then early second, Connor Sherry, a real nice heads-up play, steals the puck from Abelgater and walks in and seems to be using the defenseman, too, as a nice screen for Jimmy Howard. He gets his ninth of the year. Later at the halfway point of the period, Eichel and Dahlin on the power play setting up Mittelstadt with some nice passing. Kind of an innocent-looking low corner shot that ends up just going in. That put the Sabres up by two. Then more power play goals. Larkin on a wraparound. That was on the power play. That got Detroit within one at 2-1. And then late in the period, Buffalo another chance on the power play. And Oposo comes through with a nice wrister. Reinhardt, of course, in front like he normally does. He gets now up to 10 on the season. That made it 3-1 Buffalo. And in the third, at least I would say in the first half of the period, I want to credit the Sabres. They did not sit back. I know that you'll see here in the final shot totals, they only end up with five of the third, but I thought they were really trying to win. Okay, let's go to the room. First up, Kyle Oposo, live with Paul Hamilton.
I thought we did a good job in the defensive zone. I still think that we gave up a few too many rush chances, but definitely a better defensive effort.
He wanted to be harder for the opposition to be in front of your net. I thought that happened. I thought you guys were on them. You were knocking them down. And if they're on the ice, they're not going to score.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job, you know, when they were cycling. And, you know, teams are good in this league. Players are good. They're going to have some offensive zone time. But I thought we did a much better job limiting their time and space. And, you know, Linus made a couple good saves on some rush chances. But as far as in the zone, I thought we did a good job.
It's definitely kind of struggled in January, but recently you guys have been much better on that unit, and you get a couple goals tonight. I mean, or today. I mean, how much does that get you guys going when you know multiple power play goals, especially the rough stretch?
Yeah, obviously, when your PP clicks, helps the team out a lot. Can create some momentum. Created a couple big goals for us today, so it's definitely nice to see.
Did you feel like your goal kind of deflated them coming so late, right 2 minutes after they had scored to cut it to 2-1? Did you feel a little let down there?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, nice to get a two-goal lead going into the third, and then, you know, you're able to play a little bit. You know, you're just really hammering your structure in the third period, and you're not taking too many chances. You're just trying to lock the game down, and we were able to do that in the third period.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Oposo on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Kyle Oposo now up to 10 on the season at the 19:29 mark as the Sabres took a 3-1 lead at that point, and that's what ends up being the final. Third period, as I said, I thought the Sabres put on some good pressure early trying to maybe get that fourth goal, but as down the stretch, really they had to just do a good job of getting their special teams going on the penalty kill. Thompson took a tripping call, Scandella a high-sticking call, and they were able to kill off both of those. Linus Allmark, a couple of nice saves in the third period as well. Allmark continues to play well. I guess we'll see Carter Hutton tomorrow with it being back-to-back. And then, you know, will we see Allmark more coming up next week? The Sabres, after tomorrow's game, play Tuesday at home against the Islanders and then Friday at home against the Rangers to put a cap on the seven-game homestand. But I would guess for those that want to continue to see Allmark tomorrow, it'll likely be Hutton. Phil Housley in every back-to-back situation this year has split the goaltenders, either Hutton Allmark or Allmark Hutton. I would doubt that you'll see Allmark in tomorrow, even though he might deserve it, even though he's playing well. I just think it's going to be Carter Hutton because of the back-to-back situation. All right, back to the room. Here's Casey Mittelstadt now live with Paul.
Well, Casey, you had him beat on the first one. You might have hit in the crossbar. Had to be nice to see one go in for you.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, going like that feels good. I think it was a nice play by Ikes and had Reinhold, I think, like completely wide open. I whiffed on it and ends up going in. So, you can't complain. It feels good. And obviously it was nice to get the one back from the crossbar in the first.
Five power play goals in this month. Are you guys working it better? Are you getting in better? What are you doing better that it's been producing?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of everything. I think we're moving the puck really well and taking shots when they're there. And I think what we did really well tonight was working on recovery, getting the puck back. I think before my goal, they had a chance to get it out three or four times, and we had guys there. And same thing on Oki's goal, just good job getting the puck back and then getting the puck to the net. And I guess when you start shooting, they go in.
We've talked a lot about the defensive effort, both by the forwards and defensemen. How did you feel it went tonight, an overall defensive effort?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, there's always stuff that you can clean up, but it was a big improvement for us. And get the lead and kind of lock it down was huge, and it was a good effort from us and something to build off for tomorrow.
Hey, so you feel like you're starting to turn a corner offensively? I know you said earlier in the year you thought it was going to come. I think it's 8 points in the last 12 games compared to 11 in the first 42. Are you starting to feel more comfortable, or are they just – is this what you expected?
I guess – I don't know. I mean, I have pretty high expectations for myself. I think you get a bounce here and there, kind of gets you going a little bit, something like that. But I never lost confidence or anything. I think it's important to keep working on what you know you got to do to get better, and eventually they start coming. So it definitely feels good, but at the same time, I haven't changed anything. Just keep playing and doing the same things in practice that I've done all year.
The pass from Jack on the power play, you see him setting up for it. Do you even expect that pass to get through three guys to you?
I mean, I guess if it's Jack, you do. So. I saw the D kind of flex out and the way he wound up to kind of fake a one-timer looked like it was coming my way, and I lost it for a sec. It was behind one of their guys, but it got to me, and then obviously it was a pretty lucky goal, but I'll take it for sure. But it was a great pass by Jack for sure.
You put a great move on the one that hits the pipe there. I mean, you obviously knew you hit a lot of room up there, didn't you?
Yeah, I think there was a guy kind of on my back, so I thought that he thought I would go backhand, and just pulled it over there and got under it a little bit too much. I think sometimes that'll drop in, sometimes it doesn't. So it's good to get the chance for sure. I think the most important thing is keep getting chances, and they'll keep coming.
Thanks, Casey. Casey Mittelstadt on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you very much, Paul. Casey Mittelstadt now up to 8 on the season. As he mentioned, a real nice pass from Eichel. Good passing on that power play overall. I thought the passing on the power play is getting better. Maybe it's turned the corner. Pat and I were talking about it during the intermission. It has been better as of late. Two more goals today on the power play as they go just two of three. And the Sabres able to get two big kills on the penalty kill. Down a man with Thompson in the box late, Scandella in the box late in the third period when Detroit's maybe trying to give themselves a chance of a comeback. The Sabres able to hold on and keep that two-goal cushion throughout all those instances where they were shorthanded, and to go on to the 3-1 victory. Brian Colesdale here at 716 on the Paul William Belts postgame. Let's go back to the room. Here's Linus Allmark now live with Paul.
What he said, and Coach Housley apologized, kind of clarifying what he said. What did you like about the team's response after, you know, what happened on Thursday night?
Well, we mostly talked about we got to clean up our own end, and I thought we did a terrific job back there. In other words, we didn't give him anything, you know, and once we did give him something, we recovered very well.
Coach Housley talked about eliminating people in front of the net. I mean, physically eliminating them. Did you notice more of that tonight? It seemed to me like the defensemen were getting guys out of there and knocking guys down. What did you see?
I saw the same thing. You know, there was a play there in the third period where Risto does a terrific job of boxing the guy out. I can just lay my glove on top of it, and we can get a whistle, get the guys changed. So it's just one of those small plays. Like, people don't really notice it just because nothing really fancy happened. It's just me putting my glove on top of the puck, but it's what's happening before that enabled me to do it. So a lot of credit goes to the demons, and the forwards were also like taking away shot lanes.
What about the save when, you know, with 8 minutes left and you got Nazu coming right in on you? What were your thoughts on just making that save, knowing what the situation was like?
Nothing goes through your mind. You know, he's a very fast guy, so it's all about taking as much left as possible and just put the metal to the pedal, you know. So Luckily, it bounced off, and I kept it outside the net.
We talk about having to make big saves. That was one. You had a couple more where you had to come up with the big save. But overall, did you think the quality of chances went down? I mean, you've had some high-quality scoring chances against you lately. Do you think the quality of chances, you didn't have to face as many tonight, I guess I'm asking.
Well, yeah, the biggest part was that we took away the far side. You know, if we enabled me or Hutz to get that short side look, it's a lot easier for us to play, and we only have to worry about one side, you know. And no, there was a good play by Bogan the first when he blocked a heavy D shot too. So it's one of those things where you have guys that really wants to win. It shows.
Is there anything you can do differently or better on the wraparounds?
Well, I kind of misread that a little bit. I got outside my post, and, you know. It's definitely a bad goal from my part, especially now when it happened in a short amount of time. We know what I need to do. So sometimes it's you screw up.
Thanks, Linus. Linus Allmark on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens like that. Allmark owning up to it. Just look at it. I just misread it a little. Got outside the post. Sometimes you just mess up. That's right. Human beings out there. But it's the only mistake in the entire game for Linus Allmark. He played very well. Sabres win by a 3-1 score. Those are all of our Blue and Gold Locker Room Report interviews brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit fideliscare.org. All right, so Sabres will be back at it tomorrow here at KeyBank Center at 3 p.m. Winnipeg will be in town. For all of our local affiliate stations, we'll say goodbye to you. If you want to keep listening to the post game, go to WGR550.com. And for all of you on our flagship here in Buffalo on Sports Radio 550, much more of the Paul William Belts post game coming up, including Sabres head coach Phil Housley. The final, Buffalo 3, Detroit 1. More here from 716. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Slapped away from him after a nice play from Erickson. Here's a chance for the wings. A shot right on. And Allmark makes the save and hangs on to it.
Big breakaway save from Linus Allmark in the third period. Allmark, another solid outing. Faced 29 shots, made 28 saves. That one right there with Rick Jenneret in the call. Our save of the game brought to you by Geico Local Office West Seneca. Save up to 15% in just 15 minutes. Get your free Geico quote from a local agent. Scott Kaltman. Welcome back here to 716. I'm Brian Colziel on the Paul William Belts postgame. 3-1 Buffalo victorious today. We are going to get to highlights in a moment, but we're ready to go to Phil Housley. Here he is live, his postgame comments.
Phil, did you see a big improvement in the way bodies were being taken in front of the net, either knocked down or being eliminated?
I thought the guys responded really well. I thought we did a much better job in front of our net. And when they did get to the interior, guys tied them up and were able to box them out and give Linus a good line of sight of the puck. It's a team that makes a lot of little plays around the net. So it was a big improvement from last game.
You talk about no cheat. I mean, there didn't seem to be a lot of cheating today, and you had a five-man effort defensively. Is that the real key for you?
It was the real key. I mean, we talked about managing our game, and there's a lot of things that go into it, shift, length, puck decisions, but also, you know, attention to detail without the puck. And it was good when we did a lot of good things with the puck again. Inside the offensive zone, we hung on the pucks. We drew some penalties. We got some power play goals because of it. But it's still, you know, it's a fine line. We've got a two-goal lead, and the guy gets a breakaway. You know, those things we've just got to be aware, especially a team that likes to stretch the zone and just realize and sense that danger when a possession's in question. And because we've got enough goals to win the game at that point. Let's let them crack. And you know, Linus made a couple big saves for us.
Have the personnel changes you made on the power play, has that helped make the difference, or is it just simple puck decisions like you said?
I think the power play is really doing a good job of possessing the puck in the zone. I'd like to see it shoot a little bit more. You saw two of the goals that came were just getting pucks to the net, but they've done a terrific job these last three games. Or in the month of February, it's been a whole lot of different story than was January, but they're contributing. We're going to need them, especially in tight games like this.
You saw Connor utilize his speed and shot. What's maybe changed for him a little bit?
A little of confidence, and he gets that big goal in Columbus, and you know, that line for me has been really tenacious. They're playing, the chemistry is forming, they're getting some opportunities now, a lot of more offensive zone face-offs that start there, and but I think they just read off each other very well. Connor could have had another one there that puck that came off his stick, but they're doing a good job playing together.
Do you think, given the frustrations that we heard from this team after Thursday night's game, and then maybe the clarifications and the misstatements or whatever, do you think maybe that kind of refocused this team in some way, maybe settled it down to a certain bit to simplify things?
Well, I agree with, I think that, you know, the refocus, but the thing that for me is that's a tight group in there. They care for each other, you know. Our coaching staff has done a great job, and you know, I think it just brought us tighter together. You know, the things that went on, and you could see in the effort tonight. Obviously, we're going to need a really good effort tomorrow, but we're going to take this and really learn from what we did really well. And I think one of those things is coming together.
Throughout the season, you know, there's been the ups and there's been the downs. What's the message on consistency moving forward?
I think we just continue to play the way we did tonight. You know, we got a big game against Winnipeg coming up tomorrow afternoon. But before that, I'd like to say that our PK, even though they had that goal against them, they did a great job in the third period. Guys are laying out their bodies, and that's winning hockey. And we have to have that same sort of mindset coming in tomorrow. It's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a tough game. But I like the way we responded tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sabres head coach Phil Housley, his live post-game comments brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. Brian Colesiel back here at 716 Food and Sports. Sabres victorious 3-1 over the Detroit Red Wings. They'll be right back at it tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Winnipeg Jets will be in town. Winnipeg playing today. We'll get caught up to date on all the NHL games here in just a few moments when Pat Malacaro joins me. We'll also update you on the standings. We will tell you that the Sabres picked up their 27th victory in their 54th game. So essentially half wins, half losses right now for Buffalo. They have 61 points, and we'll let you know how the rest of the teams did in terms of the standings here coming up. Before we go to break, though, and we get to your phone calls at 803-0550, let's get the highlights in from this one and all the scoring occurring in period number two. We go to the 1:15 mark. Connor Sherry stealing the puck and going in and getting Buffalo on the board.
Away by Ristolainen. He fires it around on the wall, flipped out to center ice. And stolen away, kept in by Buffalo with a shot, scores! Connor Sherry, he steals the puck away and rips it home. 1-0 Buffalo.
Connor Sherry is ninth of the year, walking in, beating Jimmy Howard, using the D2 as a nice screen. 1-0 Sabres leading it. Little past the halfway point, Buffalo on the power play and some good passing, setting up Casey Mittelstadt to put the Sabres up by two.
Tipping it back to the point. Over it comes to Eichel. To the other side. Quick shot. Score! Casey Mittelstadt let it go. Whether it deflected or not, I don't know. But I do know Buffalo leads 2-0 on the power play.
5 into period two. Mittelstadt is eighth from Eichel and Dahlin. Power play goal. 2-0. Sabres leading it. Before the period ends, still more scoring on the power play. Dylan Larkin on a wraparound with his 23rd of the year cut the lead to 2-1. But here's our big moment of the game. An immediate response from the Sabres. Right back on the power play. The wrister from Kyle Loposo gets the two-goal lead right back.
Ristolainen, Rodriguez, Ristolainen. Back to Rodriguez, to Ristolainen. He got it to Rodriguez, to Ristolainen. Flipped it over on the wing. The quick shot. Score! At home, Buffalo scores on the power play and has a two-goal mid-engine back again.
Yeah, big goal before the period comes to an end. Oposo's 10th, Ristolainen and Rodriguez assisting with 31 seconds to go with the period. 3-1, Sabres. That's the big moment of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth In the third, some good pressure early, still unable to score to maybe really put it away. Allmark, some big saves, and then two big penalty kills. Detroit getting a power play opportunity at 12:20, and then again at 16:28, Sabres kill them both off and go on to the 3-1 victory. All of our highlights delivered by Speed Global Services around the corner or around the world. Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. Final shot totals. Detroit ends up with 29. Sabres with 21, although in the third, again, I'd say the last 10 minutes, a lot of protection in their own end. Penalty kill just with 5. They end up with 21. Power plays. Sabres victorious here. 2 of 3 on the night. Buffalo giving up 1 out of 4 chances for Detroit. 2 big kills, though, in the third. The winning goaltender, Linus Allmark, 29 shots, 28 saves. Jimmy Howard, the loss, 21 shots. He made 18 saves. Your three stars are all from the Sabres. Star number 3, Linus Allmark. He had 28 saves. Casey Mittelstadt, he now up to 8 goals on the season. Star number 2. And Connor Sherry, he ends up opening the scoring. He is star number 1 tonight. But, you know, I thought really a nice effort overall from the power play. And we'll give a group effort tonight. The power play members of the Sabres tonight, they're the high-impact players of the game. Brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women who travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance at KeyBank Center, it was a sellout, 19,070, and the Sabres will play tomorrow, 3 p.m., less than 24 hours from now. The Winnipeg Jets will be in town. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Okay, when we come back, Pat Mellicaro will join me. We'll get his thoughts on the win, and he'll check our NHL day, and then we'll update you on where the Sabres sit in the standings. 2 more points for Buffalo. They get their 27th win of the season. 3-1 the final over Detroit. More from 716, including your phone calls next here on the Paul William Belts postgame show. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here. Hope you're having a great weekend. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Comes around behind the Detroit net, and had the Peter saw him coming and really stuck his shoulder into him. Reinhart felt that one, no doubt about it, but he did jump right back up again and got into the play.
Rick Jenneret in the call right there with your Seneca Poker deck of the game, brought to you by Seneca Poker, inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal for winners only. Welcome back here to 716 on the postgame. 3-1 Buffalo beating Detroit. Winnipeg tomorrow. We'll let you know how the Jets did today. They are in action this afternoon. We bring Pat Mellicaro in now.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. What do we think of the Sabres playing that third period there? I thought some decent pressure early. They didn't score, and then they had to come through on the penalty kill. 2 power plays late for Detroit.
Yeah, I think they did enough. We talked about it going into the third. What would we want the Sabres to do? Well, I thought they tried to press the play a little bit, and they didn't sit back. Maybe it doesn't result in a 12 to 15 shot period, but I thought for the most part this was, I don't think it's a complete game, but I think it's a pretty close to a 60-minute game as we've seen the Sabres play recently, especially in a victory. So overall, I thought I was happy with the game they played today, and I never thought they got themselves in trouble. And I think that's the big thing we can say over the first 3 games of this homestand. They got themselves in trouble a lot,
yep,
and they never did that defensively today.
Everybody that Paul talked to in the locker room talked about the improvement in the defensive end. Allmark, you know, obviously would have the best view of anybody, said it was excellent. Housley really praised it. They can still get offense without having to necessarily be terrible in the defensive end. Now, today, 2 of your 3 come on the power play, but guess what? They haven't been getting anything on the power play for a long time. It's just starting to come around as of late, so that can still be a winning recipe for you. You don't have to necessarily give up on defense to try to create offense. You can get it when you get your cracks at it on the power play too. And you know, some nights you're going to get more 5-on-5 than they did today. But if they just, I think if they play with that awareness like they had in the DN here today, it'll be a much improved team going forward.
Same thing with the first period. Their best chance doesn't even go as a shot on goal because Mittelstadt hits the post. But I thought for the most part they played a very good first period and they had some good chances. Detroit had a couple at their end, but it never felt like Buffalo put themselves in a position in this game where they were making big mistakes. And that's to your point of what Linus Allmark said and what the head coach Phil Housley mentioned as well. So this is a game to build off of. You've got a quick turnaround to tomorrow. Look, Winnipeg's in action today as well. So there's not you don't have a rested team coming in here that's waiting for you, that had a chance to watch the game and their coaches a chance to really do a lot of advanced scouting. So they'll do it tonight. But for the most part, you know, you'll see two teams tomorrow. It'll be a good test for the Sabres team.
Absolutely. All right, let's grab a phone call here, 803-0550, and then we'll get Pat's check of the scores. Let's go to Brian here on the postgame. Hi, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say Omar played really well today. The team played really well in front of him. They scored two beautiful power play goals, and then they just clamped down. And I'm wondering if Omar should be back in that. I go back with him tomorrow.
Thank you, Brian.
You asked me this question.
Go ahead. So I'll let you go first.
I wouldn't.
I liked your answer, so I'll let you take it.
I wouldn't, because you've got two important games coming up on Tuesday and Friday. And I feel like if you go to Omar tomorrow, that means you're only going to use him once in that stretch. I'd rather have Linus Omar, as well as he's playing right now, give him a day of rest tomorrow, give him Monday, put him in Tuesday, and then
if he plays well, you can go
expect
with him Friday
to play
again.
Friday again. So that's the way I'd do it. And like we said in pregame, I would have started Omar today as well, because I thought this gave me my best chance to get 2 points. You did that. Now you go to Carter Hutton to keep him fresh, just in case you need him. But then you go right back to Allmark the next two games.
Yeah, I like your point on that, about looking ahead. It's not just about tomorrow. It's looking ahead. I like that a lot.
I understand also, where Brian's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, Allmark definitely played well enough to go in again. But here's also, let's face it here, when you are a coach, you also are a manager of egos and athletes and goaltenders, especially, like, they, you know, they're human beings. Every single back-to-back this year, Housley has split the back-to-back ups. To go to Allmark tomorrow sends a strong message to Carter Hutton that Linus right now is our guy. And maybe Hutton knows that right now anyway, but Hutton also wants to feel a part of this team. And I wonder if you'd lose him a little if you didn't go to him tomorrow. So I think that's the other reason to go with him too. I know that's not maybe that's the warm, fuzzy answer for me, which isn't necessarily the best one, but I think that's a small piece of this, too.
Yeah, and I also think you don't want to overwork Linus Allmark right now, to the point where you can't expect him to maybe carry the bulk of the games down the stretch. So there's a long ways to go in the season still, and I think we've started to – maybe there's been a couple of moments where we can question what Phil Housley's done in terms of the goalie rotation. For the most part, he's done a good job. I'd be a little bit surprised if we see Linus Allmark tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, here's a good stat that I know Brian, the caller, will like. Allmark from Sabres PR, after making 28 saves today on the 29 shots, Allmark now in his 50 career games has a .914 save percentage. Allmark's .914 through 50 games is the best by any goaltender in Sabres team history in his first 50 games. That's pretty tremendous. So of all the goalies, including Hasek,
one of
Miller,
the greatest of all time, right?
Barrasso, all these guys, at least through the first 50, save percentage-wise, if that's how you judge, Allmark's actually had the best start to his career.
Yeah, and now that's 50 over a wide stretch of time.
True.
So
he's had some up and down in between.
Right. But, you know, give
and
him
credit. What I mean by up and down is Rochester, Buffalo, back
right.
and forth, yeah.
And give him credit for what he's done. And now if he really is going to be the guy, if he's going to be the number one goaltender for this team going forward, you need to see more efforts like that to continue the trend, and that will certainly help. Now, part of it is on the team in general in front of him, but also Allmark. We heard him talk about, you know, he overcommitted on Larkin's goal, the only one that Detroit scored today, so that's something for he himself. He knows he has to clean up.
Yep. All right, so Winnipeg tomorrow, we'll look ahead to that game. They played today. Mm-hmm. Let's check the scores. We'll update the standings here as we go around the league.
Thanks, Brian. A couple of games ongoing. Early stages of the third period, St. Louis with a 3-1 lead over Nashville, and they're just about to start the third in Ottawa. Sabres' next opponent is Winnipeg. They're actually 4 minutes into the third period now. With the Senators, Matt Stone has 2 goals. Duchesne is 25th. DeSingle is 21st. 4-1 Ottawa leaders. And if you heard Rick and Rob during the third period there, a Senator win might make Winnipeg an angry team coming to downtown Buffalo tomorrow afternoon. Coyotes and Stars have just dropped the puck. 1.5 in, no score yet. Coming up at 7 tonight, it's Montreal hosting the Leafs. Also, Pittsburgh is in Tampa Bay taking on the Lightning. while the Capitals and Panthers meet in D.C. Oilers host the Sharks. That's also a 7 o'clock faceoff. And 10 o'clock tonight, Sabre fans will keep an eye on Columbus. They're in Vegas taking on the Golden Knights. Blue Jackets 2 points better than the Sabres heading into that contest tonight. Also, Canucks and Flames will meet out in British Columbia. It took overtime. Patrice Bergeron celebrated his 1,000th game in the league earlier prior to the game today. He gets the winner, 5-4. Bruins defeat the Kings. The Wild double up the Devils, 4-2 this afternoon. It took overtime, but the Islanders come back for a 4-3 win over the Avalanche. And not good news if you're Randy Carlyle and the Ducks. Good news if you're a Sabre fan either.
What a mess.
6-2 is the final. Philadelphia tops Anaheim. And, boy, they are in some serious trouble. General manager already out there talking rebuild potentially, or at least some of the word is that they'll be rebuilding that team. I think they may end up doing it without the head coach, Randy Carlyle.
Yeah. Not good afternoon out-of-town scores, though.
No.
Bruins win in overtime. Bergeron, of course, Mr. Clutch there. So that game, West versus East, goes the Bruins. For the Islanders, if you feel like they would be involved at some point, they win against Colorado. You mentioned the Flyers, Ducks. I mean, it wasn't a good afternoon. But tonight, you can maybe feel better about yourself if you're a Sabre fan. If Pittsburgh can lose in Tampa, that's very possible. And Columbus in Vegas, that's also very possible. Although Columbus has handled their West Coast trip pretty well so far, despite the distractions of Panera and Bobrovsky going on. I saw today Panarin switched agents. He went to
Bobrovsky's agent. Yeah. And you know, the Islanders won results. Sure, the Islanders are right at the top of the Metropolitan Division, but you're waiting for the drop-off, and it's just not happening. And that's, to me, the thing. At some point, they're just going to be out of reach of falling far enough towards that wild card spot. Barry Trotz is doing a great job in his first year as head coach there. It seems like wherever he goes, his teams win, whether it be, you know, never won the Stanley Cup in Nashville, but built a very good foundation there in teams that were very good, and then winning the Stanley Cup last year with the Capitals, and now this year taking an Islanders team which kind of just middled, lost John Tavares, don't forget.
Yeah.
And they've got 70 points.
That's right. All right.
And I forgot about college basketball.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry.
Get your local college hoops in.
Yeah, UB is in action in the first half right now, number 23 in the country. They've clawed their way back. They're down 42-38 right now, but a moment ago it was just tied going to the half.
They were down 32-14 at one point. I just saw a tweet about that. So they were down almost 20 and now gotten it back.
And not good news for St. Bonaventure. They fall at home at Riley Center. VCU comes to town. 85-55 is a final in that one. So two Big Four basketball games on the men's side today.
That's right. And when we're done here on postgame, if you're maybe driving home from the game, if you want to listen to the UB game against Central Michigan, you can hear it on our sister station down the dial at ESPN 1520.
That's right.
But we still got a minute or two here left. Pat, let's get our Sabres core group feature in. How did our core group perform? Well, today, Eichel, an assist. Dahlin, an assist. Mittelstadt, a goal. Sabres only had 21 shots. Eichel actually went shotless, which is rare for him. He did not register a shot on goal. But overall, if you include Linus Allmark as maybe a part of your future core, you'd give him a pretty solid grade tonight.
Yeah, look, and that's the captain doing more things than just than scoring goals.
He played well, though. Like,
I agree.
Him with the puck doing things today, especially look at the pass to set up for the goal. The pass to set up Bogosian almost was a goal in the first.
Right, and we talk about not doing things to hamper the team, not making mistakes, not doing things that hurt your team defensively. Well, I don't think the captain did any of that today either. So this might be one of the quieter games on the score sheet, but I think this is one of those games that you just look back and you say it's an all-around team win, and sometimes it starts with the captain.
That's right. Sabres Core Group feature brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next move, count on your core group of friends at Corrigan. All right, so the Sabres, 3-1 winners. They now have 61 points in the standings in the East. As we mentioned, Boston figured out a way to win, so the gap between them and the Sabres remains 7. Montreal is also 7. They play Toronto tonight. I don't even know who you're rooting for there. Just not a three.
Not overtime.
Game. I guess I'm rooting for Toronto to win in regulation. I still think Toronto is a much better team than Montreal, although the Canadiens have just not gone away.
Yeah, that's another team where you expect the drop-off, and it just has not happened.
Yeah, Toronto 69, Bruins 68, Canadiens 68, and then the Sabres with 61. Of course, you got to look at the Metro because that's where the second wild card is coming from. And right now, Pittsburgh and Columbus have 63 points each. One of them is in third. One of them is right now wild card number two. Buffalo 2 points back. And, of course, Carolina is in between there. Now they have 62 and have a game more played. And don't forget about Philadelphia. They keep winning 9-0-1 in their last 10. They have 57. They're four behind the Sabres, but with the way they're playing, they could be around here for the stretch down the run.
You look after the immediately after the trading deadline, Buffalo is in Toronto that night on February 25th. Then they go to Philadelphia and the back end of a back-to-back. They play the 26th. And then Buffalo again plays in Toronto March 2nd. Those are three tough games in the span of five, 6 days. So, you know, playoff teams right around the playoff spot, it'll be interesting to see how the Sabres can handle that, now, yeah. Where they are heading into that stretch.
That's right. Okay, so Winnipeg tomorrow, you mentioned they're losing in Ottawa in the third period right now, 4-1. They are playing, though, very, very good hockey. They have 71 points, number one in the Western Conference. If that score holds, they'll come in, though, on a three-game losing skid. I don't know if that's good
coming
or bad.
Coming back to reality just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they still have some injuries. Bufflin has been out. I don't know if he played today. I didn't get to see the box score today. Ehlers has been out, one of their better offensive forwards. I know he is still going to be out. I'm not sure on Bufflin yet.
Patrick Laine has not. Yeah. He's been very streaky, very up and down this year. This is, you know, one of those seasons. He's an RFA, I believe, at the end of this season, and just really has gone on hot and cold at times, and really cold.
Bufflin is not playing yeah. today, so chance we won't see him again tomorrow.
Now, Laine is up to 25 goals, so it's hard to say he's, you know, not playing that well, but only 35 total points. If he's not scoring a goal, he's hardly contributing offensively.
That's right. Again, if you want UB Central Michigan, it's 43-38 Chips. I love one of the good nicknames.
The Chippewas, yeah.
It's the Chippewas, that's right. They're about to go to the half, but if you want that game again here, maybe as you're driving home from KeyBank Center, ESPN 1520. And for all of you listening here on WGR, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 2 for our Paul William Belt postgame show live from KeyBank Center. As we want to put a wrap here on our postgame today, I want to thank our crew back in our Amherst studio, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Kyle Powell, and our social media crew here at, it was Nick today? Oh, Nick Lozanowski. Sorry, Nick. Thought it was Kyle. Outstanding work. Either way. We'll thank Kyle, too. I'm not going to retract thanking Kyle.
Let's just thank everybody.
Okay. Well, thank everybody. Kyle, Nick, John's not
Simon
working.
Sometimes, Derek. John,
that's right, Dan Cave. None of them are working, but we'll give them all credit.
Cover all your bases.
We have
that's
to
right.
now.
Cover everybody, that's right. TJ Luckman, our network producer there. Thank you, TJ, for saving me. Our crew here at KeyBank Center, Paul Hamilton, Pat Mullicaro, Jonathan Colesiel. Thank you, gentlemen. Of course, our game announcers, Rick Jenneret and Rob Ray. And my name is Brian Colesiel. Thank you for listening. The final again, Detroit losing to Buffalo. Sabres get it done, 3-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Sabres and Jets, right back here from KeyBank Center on the Sabres. Work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.